Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's welcome aboard right now Bill Boland, Eagle Eye Picks, has joined David and myself throughout the course of the NFL season each and every week. Good morning, Billy. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm a little nervous for this game at 1 o'clock, but other than that, can't really complain. How about you guys?
We're good. Yeah. I know you're Mr. Tennessee Titan here on the fan, so we'll get your thoughts on that. Just recap yesterday. How did you do yesterday, and what was your big takeaway from the wild card action on Saturday?
I went 2-1. I had the Colts to cover the 7, which was nice. I had the Rams against the Seahawks. Lost the Bucs. I didn't expect Taylor Heinicke to play as well as he did. He did have that backdoor at the end. I mean, good for him. I wasn't expecting that at all. Probably should have taken it early in the week. It opened at 7.5. So if I got it there, would have covered since they won by 8. But I got it after they ruled out Smith out. So I had it at 10. So it was a 2-1 day. It was pretty good. But other than that, I mean, the Seahawks couldn't move the ball. So that was something to look at. But it kind of went somewhat to plan. I mean, I think the Rams are a better team than the Seahawks. I've been saying that for a few weeks now. So I really wasn't shocked. I mean, Russell Wilson's had to do a lot on his own, and that Rams defense has looked better and better all year. So I really like them. But other than that, other than the Heinicke shock, that was really what I took away from yesterday.
Hey, well, now we're getting ready for this 1 o'clock game. As Moose set you up, as the Ravens head to Tennessee, obviously we knew the outcome with the Tennessee winning the game during the regular season in overtime at Baltimore. But you look at Baltimore, they're without Brandon Williams and without Calais Campbell. The addition of those two should help stop Derrick Henry. How do you see this one playing out for the Tennessee Titans and the Ravens?
Yeah, this one, it opened at 3.5. It's now sitting around 3.5-3. You have the public about split. It's about 53% of the Ravens. This game's going to come down to which defense can stop the run. Both teams are top three in the league in rush attempts. The Titans, they obviously rely a lot on Derrick Henry. And then you have the Ravens, who are more of a little bit more of a combo. They obviously have Lamar, but then you have Gus Edwards, J.K. Dobbins, Mark Ingram in the backfield. My concern is the Titans don't seem to be playing their best football right now. They finished the season at 3-2 in their last 5. But in there, you have a blowout loss to the Packers, you have a loss to the Browns, and you have a game they could have easily lost last week to the Texans, which was really a must-win. Also, like you said, I know the Titans beat the Ravens early this season, and they beat them last year in the playoffs, but it's definitely different this time around. The Ravens are healthier for this game than they were earlier in this year. And last year, the Titans' defense was a lot better, and they just seemed to have a lot more big moments than they do this year. There's no Jarrell Casey, no Logan Ryan, there's no Wesley Woodyard, and those were big pieces on the defense that made that run to the AFC Championship last year. And if you go back to the game earlier this season, that was right in the middle of the Ravens' 1-4 stretch. So I think the Titans may have seen the worst version of the Ravens this year, and both teams could score. The glaring difference on these two teams is the defense. The Ravens, they're 10th in the league. The Titans are 28th. If the Titans' defense could step up and play better than they have most of the year, if they can't, I just don't see this game really going all that well for them. They haven't had much of a pass rush. And while a pass rush is great, today is more of a keep Lamar in the pocket than it is get him to the ground. Obviously, if you could get to him, that's wonderful. But I think it's more important for them to make him throw, as that's where the Ravens struggle. At the end of the day, though, I've never hoped to be wrong more than this one. But from a betting perspective, I'm leaning with the Ravens. The Ravens are just playing better right now. and the Titans defense is too much of a liability. Hopefully the Titans defense can step up, and if they do, they can win this game. But ranking close to last in the league, it's really something to put, hard to put your money behind. I'm not going to play this game just because I'm a fan and I want to bet with my heart. But from a betting perspective, if I was going to take this game, I would be leaning with the Ravens minus a three.
So you would take the Ravens and the number sitting right now at three. All right, how about the middle game, Bill? When you look at the Bears getting 10 on the road against the New Orleans Saints, the offenses look better. Trubisky's looked better the last month. Montgomery running the football. Where do you lean in this one, Saints and Bears, with New Orleans being a heavy 10-point home favorite?
Yeah, this one opened New Orleans minus 10.5. It's now sitting right around there, 10.5 for the Saints. The public on this one is kind of split as well. It's 55% on New Orleans. And I was going back and forth with this one just because of how high the spread is. I've always said 10 points is a lot in the NFL, and I normally don't touch a number that high unless I think it's a complete mismatch. Both these teams come into the playoffs playing relatively well, but my question is, can you trust Mitchell Trubisky in a road playoff game? The Saints are a different animal when they're at home, and with how well the defense has played all year long, it's hard for me to see this game going without a few Trubisky mistakes. He has played better lately, but, I mean, he is prone to some big mistakes in his career. The Bears' defense, it can keep them in the game, but if the offense struggles, they're going to be on the field a ton. And I think there's only so long you can expect to keep the Saints contained. They're also without linebacker Roquan Smith, which is going to hurt them in the middle of that defense. And I just think the Saints team is going to be a little too much for the Bears. If the Bears go down early, it's going to be really difficult for them to come back. And against the Saints defense, I just can't trust Trubisky on the road. The Bears defense, they're going to have to create a few turnovers if they want to have a shot, but that's another thing. I'm not banking on that. I would buy a half point down to 10, and while it's still a lot, I think you see the Saints come out, control the game, and I can see them pulling away late. I like the Saints. I think that they're going to win this game, and I see it being anywhere from like 10 to 14 points, so that's mostly why if it's at 10.5, I would buy the half and get it at 10. But I think they win this game by 10 points to possibly two touchdowns.
I agree with you wholeheartedly about Matt Nagy and this Bears defense. You know, under his tutelage and being the head coach of the Bears, they're 15-2 when they win the turnover battle. So when you look at Khalil Mack and Robert Quinn, they're going to have to be effective of getting pressure on Drew Brees in this football game. And then to the tonight's game, obviously between Cleveland and Pittsburgh, a lot of adversity right now for the Cleveland Browns dealing with COVID, with the protocol, lack of practice and preparation, let alone lack of personnel. No Kevin Stefanski, no Joel Bitonio, their all-pro left guard. And I think one of the biggest things that people aren't really talking about, no Olivier Vernon, opposite of Myles Garrett at the defensive end position, to be able to get that pressure on Big Ben Roethlisberger. How do you see this tonight's game playing out?
Yeah, this one opened Steelers minus 3.5. It's now at 6. It's climbed up. The public, it's not too heavy on the Steelers. They're about at 58%, but they're still leaning on Pittsburgh's way. I liked it a lot more when it was at 3.5 than at 6, but I'm still leaning with Pittsburgh in this one. Everything you just mentioned, the Browns are without too many pieces to really feel comfortable with them today. They're ready without their head coach because of COVID, so he's not on the sideline. You're missing a member of their O-line. You're missing Denzel Ward and Kevin Johnson in the secondary. Olivier yep. Vernon on the D-line. So they're without a ton of pieces. And then on the offensive side for Cleveland, they like to run the ball, but Pittsburgh has a very good run defense. So on the defensive side, they're already shorthanded, and they struggle against the pass to begin with. So it's really hard to trust them when they're without so many pieces, and they struggle without struggle against the pass, which Pittsburgh likes to do a ton of. And I don't know. I think it was a good season for the Browns, but I just think they're dealing with too much to back them right now. That's really what it is for me at the end of the day. The Steelers played no one last week and had an opportunity to beat them in a must-win game for the Browns in Cleveland. Earlier this season, the Steelers won 38-7 at Heinz Field. I know each game's its own. I don't like to look much into the past just because each game is its own thing. You're not going to really take much away from something that happened months ago. But I just think there's too much going against Cleveland right now. So I think for that reason, I have to stay with the Steelers. Like I said, I liked it a lot more at 3.5, but I still think the Steelers will win this game by a touchdown. So I would lean with the Steelers minus the 6.
Listen, the Browns win tonight, it would be one of the great wild card weekend victories in recent NFL history with
no
everything
doubt.
That they're going
against. Oh, absolutely.
I mean, no head coach. The coach is taking car services out to Pittsburgh. No Olivier Vernon, no Denzel Ward, no Kevin Johnson. That would be an unbelievable accomplishment for the Cleveland Browns. That's why it's really, really difficult. Bill, we'll wrap it up here. If you took all emotion out of it, I know it's difficult because you're going to be throwing on. Are you wearing that Titan jersey today at 1 o'clock or no?
Yeah, I'm going to throw the LaJuan jersey on for today. So that's where we're going to go.
Oh, nice. Representing an old lineman. I love
there
it.
There you go.
Yeah, it's actually my favorite player on the team.
Nice. There you go. So, but if you take all emotion out of it and you're a fan of the Tennessee Titans, would you say the Ravens would be your strongest play of the day?
Oh, it's hard to take that emotion out of it.
Put him on the spot, Moose.
That's it.
It's the lowest spread. I really don't like taking high spreads in the NFL. Normally, when I'm taking higher spreads, I'm taking dogs. So today's a little bit different for me, as the Steelers are -6, Saints are -10.5. But yeah, I mean, they're very similar. They're both going to try running the ball on each other. But the problem is that Titans defense just gets gashed by everyone. It doesn't matter. I watch them week in, week out. They get gashed. Yes, they're gonna put up points. Yes, Derrick Henry's not gonna be held to 40 yards. Like he's gonna get his. Tannehill's gonna make plays. You have Corey Davis. You have AJ Brown. They have playmakers on the offensive side. The problem is Baltimore's defense is just that much better than theirs. Where I think Baltimore is, if it goes the way I think it is, Baltimore's gonna be able to make those stops when Tennessee can't. They're both gonna score on each other, but they've. One defense is going to have to come up big at some point in this game, and I really do think the Ravens have the better shot at doing that than the Titans. I hope I'm wrong. I hope the Titans win by 28 points. I don't have to sweat it or anything, but I just think it's a really bad matchup for them. If they could contain Lamar Jackson, it's much harder said than done, but I just don't see it going their way. If the defense was a little better, I'd be able to back them, but the defense has been awful. They've been one of the worst defenses in the league, so it's just really hard to get behind them in a playoff game at only a 3-point spread.
Bill Bolin, Eagle Eye Picks. Give him a follow on Twitter. He's fantastic, and has been great with David and myself each and every week. Hey, Bill, good luck to your Titans today, all right? You're only about 2 hours and 20 minutes away from kickoff, so good luck pacing the apartment, the house, wherever you might be, and we appreciate the time this morning. We'll chat with you next week.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Billy. It's a tough one for him. It's a tough day.
Oh, it is a tough day. I know. I mean, he is a true blue Titan fan. And it's tough, especially when you see your team trending in not necessarily the direction you want to see them trending going into the playoffs.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!